God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone.
Alrighty, well, each week at this time we like to welcome Les Visible to do an audio commentary. He's quite well known across the world through various blogs in which he writes his commentaries, but he's like a musician, a singing, talking poet. There's a passion in when he speaks, and we enjoy when he speaks his piece. And so he comes from across the pond somewhere in Europa, in the mothership, as he says, to bring this week's commentaries, socio-political, metaphysical, from Les Visible.
Dog poet Les Visible transmitting from the invisibility pod. Visible as invisible, so to speak, but not inaudible. Engaging the consciousness slipstream from Sirius Cluster via the mothership traveling at the speed of thought. Or we'd have one heck of a delay. Hey, it's been a good week inside the mind of Visible. Green Tara has been keeping him company and warding off the heebie-jeebies that like to come around and mess with his state of balance. She's been most protective, and I've been able to come up the ladder a little higher than I've been in a while. Outside the mind of Visible, which is still inside the mind of Visible, but with a less direct connection, it hasn't been all that good from what I've seen and heard. I lived with a holy man in Philadelphia some years ago, a living saint named Guru Bawa. He stood about 4'10" and couldn't have weighed over 80 pounds, and he was well over 100 years old, but he was a force to reckon with. You don't often see people carrying a corona of light around their heads, but he had one. He was discovered sitting in a tree in Ceylon. It was called Ceylon then. They found him there about 40 years before I met him. He said that toward the end of things as we know them, cannibalism was going to make an appearance along with a variety of other unpleasant practices. Now I see where they're serving aborted fetuses in China. 5- and 6-year-old fetuses. I'm sorry. No, wait a minute. 5- and 6-month-old fetuses served up sub rosa in hush-hush eateries. As usual, it's supposed to stimulate the sexual performance side of things, which is how they got the fetuses in the first place, I'm guessing. They're not big on female children in China. They've got some kind of a quota system concerning how many children you can have. So they check the child in the womb, and if it's a girl, she's headed for aphrodisiac soup, I guess. It's not funny, and I'm not laughing. Then they've caught some guys in Peru killing people and melting them down for the fat content in their body. The main character, not yet captured, says he's been doing it for decades. More amazingly, they were selling this fat to an Italian cosmetic company for a few thousand dollars a pound, so they knew what they were buying, and I suspect the people buying the cosmetics from them knew what they were buying, though I don't actually know. Various experts that were interviewed about this said it was ridiculous and that no one would buy such a thing. There's no market for it, they said, and human fat that is used to treat wrinkles, that's extracted from the bodies of the people who are being treated. Well, newsflash. Apparently there is a market for it. This causes my mind probe to become activated and consider all of those missing children. There are tens of thousands of them that go missing every year, and they just disappear all over the world. It would be expected that a larger percentage of them would surface over time, but what I've learned in studying the matter is that there appears to be a large discrepancy in what I would expect and what happens. I'm not going to speculate about where they've gone, but I have it on pretty good authority that there are international pedophile rings that are operating at the highest levels of government and business. I made a little more than a cursory study of this and come across some surprising information. It goes without saying that some numbers of them are sacrificed in black arts rituals by individuals and groups who also represent high levels of influence at the governmental, business, entertainment, and religious industries. Now, in the pedophile capital of Europe, they have just elected, by secret ballot, at some sort of a Bilderberger affair, their homeboy, And of course, the English got to shoehorn one of their people into the cushy foreign minister's desk. I might not have the job title exactly right, but it's something like that. She's a baroness with no chin. London is the world financial brain center, as well as the home of many of the more serious satanic practitioners. And the rest of Europe isn't allowed to have their European Union and implementation of the Lisbon Treaty without the English having a pole position. And there's lots of talk about RFID chips for the commoners on the continent. Allegedly, it's for monitoring of health issues, but quite obviously, we know where this is headed. I'll be moving, I guess, to whatever country will have me if this starts to get legs, as long as they're not melting people down for fat or eating abortions. My friends, as the legendary Sam Cooke used to say, a change is gonna come. It would be human to be in great fear of the exponential spread of these madnesses, of which I give you but a few examples. It would be human to fear even more what you do not know, but might suspect, given what you do know. It is understandable that you might be inclined to bend to the pressure of the beast as he turns the red glow of his merciless eyes upon the operations of your life and your person. Some of you have homes and jobs and families. I do not know what to tell you because we're not there yet. But if you have ever considered going within to see if there may well be a comforter and a link to your eternal self, that time is now. I'm going to lay something out for you, and you can do with it what you want. According to the voice of your conscience and intuition, the stage is being set to test the integrity of each of us to various degrees. I realize it can appear that the negative force of the rising beast of materialism can seem like a daunting image. Given that we are operating in the sensory realm and according to a limited bandwidth, this might be all we can see. It can be very hard to have faith in what you can't see when presented with the specter of what you can see. My dear friends, do not be dismayed. Their time is short. They're going to snatch their own defeat from the jaws of their imagined victory. There's a line from Scripture that I want to impress upon you. I want you to tattoo this on your heart. Greater is that which is within you than that which is in the world. Here's another. If God is for me, who can be against me? It is a testing, my friends. It is set up precisely so that you can learn to see beyond appearances to the great and conscious light that surrounds and interpenetrates us, no matter what darkness your mortal eyes may record. Here's another line of Scripture. Be not deceived. Even the devil is transformed into an angel of light at the given moment. The bad guys, and they are bad guys, they do believe that the devil whom they consciously serve is behind them 100%. They know he's the prince of this world, and their observations upon the evil being done and the evil they are getting away with every day is giving them strong evidence that they may not only continue, but will prosper incrementally as they go. They believe they can do what they wilt because it is the whole of the law. They believe there are no restrictions and no limiting forces because this is their time. This is what they believe, and they are not of a mind to be convinced otherwise. Infernal dynasties like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, individuals like Henry Kissinger, who was much in evidence of the choosing of the European Union's new leader, and who happened to be standing right beside him, as a matter of fact, he believes he's untouchable. This noxious toad, this mass-murdering serial killer of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, he and his neocon companions, along with Bush Sr. and an assortment of bloodthirsty, child-murdering clowns, believe that they are on the upswell of history. They believe they will ride the wave into world fascism and rule like gods upon this earth. They believe they already do. They see how easy their way is made, and they believe the destiny and the forces of ancient darkness are at their beck and call. They are overlooking a very important point. There's only one ruler here and anywhere, and the devil works for him too. These fools do not realize they are being led somewhere and that their benefactor is going to turn into an angel of light at the given moment, denounce and judge them. This whole movie is under control. There's a director on the set. The denouement approaches. Do not weaken yourself by granting power to appearances that will give way at the appropriate time, just as the morning mist evaporates before the sun. The divine animating force which lives within you is also everywhere at once, and everything is composed of its substance. This means that this force can do as it pleases within anyone and outside of everyone. Do not speculate within the limitations of your human mind as to the extent of the power available to this force. It is omnipotent and omnipresent. It is incomprehensible and cannot be known, and I will tell you something else. With all of the manifest power evident in this immeasurable universe, the stars, the solar systems, the galaxies, there is always more power in reserve than there is in expression. This is what has your back, if you will allow it. This is who is in your corner, if you will allow it. Seek hard and make your peace in whatever spiritual or religious garments suit you. This force is in all of them. Humble yourself and open yourself and let what has been sleeping in you come alive and fear nothing except that you might displease it. If you think the authorities of this world have the power and the answer, then you are free to go to them. If you believe, as do I, that nothing moves or breathes or has any authority but what is temporarily granted by this force, then surrender to it. Some of us have been very lazy, and it is a feature of free will to act contrary to our best interests. The world entices us to go contrary to our best interests, and it teaches us the cost of this. We need to renew our minds, and we need to commit our industries to the discovery of the piercing and measureless love that runs within us and is seeking egress and desiring to widen and widen its banks until it can rush forth and flood the world and everything in it. Such a thing is possible for those determined to see it occur. It increases with every surrender of self-interest. It increases in every act of service. It sees everything you do and it hears everything you say, and it rewards and guides you accordingly. It is perfect and cannot be fooled. If it is not working for you, then the adjustment must be made on your end. We should all realize that the easy way we think we are taking is actually the hard way, and what appears to be the hard way is in fact the easy way. As one of the I Ching hexagrams says, difficulty at the beginning. As your resolve and determination increase. Well, you'll begin to see what I mean. It should also be said that the motive power that carries you is not your own. Previously, you may well have been working against it, which is a lot of work that you will no longer have to concern yourself with. Do you see what I mean? Stay with it long enough and you get the autopilot feature. This coming year is going to be epic on a lot of levels. The best way to weather the storm is to be in an unsinkable boat. All through history, there are examples of those who put their trust in something greater than themselves. Wearing this dreaming flesh, we are all under sentence of death till it be lifted. Dying to this world grants immortality in the next. Don't let your fears and your appetites sentence you to yet another turn on the wheel of the fire of desire of the senses. I spend my days near the end of a series of small winding roads lined by ancient stone walls. It's possible not to see another person all day, and my jaunts into either of the two towns that are about 4 kilometers in either direction are brief and to the point. I think of my consort often because her company feeds my soul, but I don't feel like I miss or require the presence of anyone. One day follows the next as I work among the olive trees or here at the computer. I don't know what's coming, and I don't know who I am, but it doesn't seem to matter. I observe, at a distance, the madness that is loose in the world, and I thank whatever force it is that guides me that, although I am mad too, I am not mad in the same way. There are two ways to go crazy and a variety of possibilities in either. You can go mad from the world's impact on your desire body and your mind, or you can go mad from the divine. Either side looks at the other and thinks them crazy, but one of these ways has protections and redemptions that the other side cannot see. And the other side has no protections and no redemptions. Because misery loves company, and because most people do not like to stand out and draw the censure of their comrades by departing from the lines of control that circumscribe their lives, most men live lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave with the song still in them, as Henry David Thoreau once said. We hear these things and nod our heads and say to ourselves, yes, this must be true. But even as we are nodding our heads, our thoughts turn to something else, and we have given little thought to the meaning of those words in our lives. We do not want to confront ourselves. We have too much invested in what we've convinced ourselves is real and meaningful in our lives, and it may well be that they're neither real nor meaningful. But we do not scrutinize it. And if we do not scrutinize it, it will not trouble us. We would rather pursue a mirage than face truth. Truth does not feed our vanity or our idle dreams. Truth just is. An interesting thing about truth is that it has depth to it. The further into it that you proceed, the more real it becomes. As you proceed, Though you may not realize it at first, you are being changed. You're being changed into it. What is essentially true about any of us is true of all of us. When you come to the heart of this, you discover that all men and women are your brothers and sisters. When you discover the kindred heart, you are in the midst of your kin wherever you may be. Your face has the sign of welcome in it, and all eyes will register that, often without realizing it. There are some who have gone so wrong that it will set their heads on fire and they will fly from you, often without knowing what caused it. There is profound magic to life that performs itself. Those possessing it are much blessed, and they count the cost. The loss of everything else is nothing. It is the great sorrow of life that we spend our years in the pursuit of the pointless and meaningless when we could pursue and possess the most valuable thing in the universe. Those that attempt it are considered mad. Those who do not surely are. You must think of yourself like a miner in a dark cave with a pick and shovel. You have an occasional headlamp that lights up whenever your heart is burning with a finer passion or whenever your mind is focused upon the single goal. You must tell yourself that there is no way out except to tunnel with intensity through the darkness, which is your own personal darkness. You must not give up, and you will, I assure you, break through one day into another world, forgetting from whence you came and who you thought you were. Others have gone this way before. Far more have faltered and turned back than have ever broken through to the real surface of the hidden kingdom. Well, we've come to the end of another, and I will leave you with some words from the immortal Lao Tzu. Those who miss after almost winning should have known the end from the beginning. May you find the drive and inspiration necessary to set you firmly on the path, and may you find the protection and unceasing support of the one within. I'll see you next Sunday night if there is one. Until then, aloha and aru!
God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun rises.